Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, do you want better feelings, better emotions, and a better perspective on life in a way that's based on the Bible? Then tune in today as we look at how the Bible can get you out of the bad moods and the bad emotions and turn you around to biblical moods and biblical emotions so you can be a happier, healthier, godly, spirit-filled Christian. Okay, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. We're going through my book, Biblical EQ. That's Biblical Emotional Intelligence, and you can find it at biblicaleq.com. That's biblicaleq.com, and we're on page 85 today if you're interested. Anyway, we're talking about how you can change your stinking thinking by using the Scripture, confessing the Scripture, and standing on the Word of God. Now, as you're probably aware, some days your mind is just out of sorts. It's going this way, it's going that way, and you're in a bad mood, you've got bad thoughts, you can't pull things together, things have upset you, and you're staying that way. You seem unable to shake the thing that's got hold of you. And this is where you have to memorize Scripture, know Scripture, confess Scripture, and stand on the Word of God. Stand against the onslaughts of the enemy. Because where's the devil attacking you? He attacks you in your mind. He attacks you in your emotions. He attacks you in your old memories. He attacks you with accusations. He attacks you in the spiritual realm. And you have to hold up the shield of faith to the fiery darts of the enemy. And what is the weapon that you have? You have the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. That's the Word of God. So if you're going to defeat the enemy, you have to have faith in the Bible. You have to have faith in the Word of God, the shield and the sword, as well as the other ones like the gospel of peace and the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth and the helmet of salvation. But you're going to need, and what we're going to be talking about today is the two weapons, the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. Need to go back at the devil with the truth of Scripture. So if the devil is hammering at you in your heart and your mind and he says, your life's over, you're stupid, this, you have to say, no, God has redeemed me. I am a child of God. I am a son of God or a daughter of the living God. I do not know yet what I shall be, but I know that when Christ is revealed, I will be like him. And that's 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Or you can say there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus and walk according to his word. Romans 8, verse 1. And you're going to have many scriptures that you can stand on. All things work together for good. This is not going to be a disaster. I declare that all the things that seem like a disaster will be turned around by the Lord to work for my good and the good of my family. No disaster shall overtake me because the Lord is going to protect me. He will be my shield and my defender, he will be my rock and my salvation. He is at my right hand forever. And so you can find all these scriptures to strengthen you. And that's why you should read your Bible on a daily basis. You should look at what God does for people of faith. And you must believe. As you believe, you will receive. As you cast yourself upon God, you will have peace. As you go before the Lord, being anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, making your request known to God, the peace of God will surround and garrison your heart in Christ Jesus. God will give you peace. He will be in perfect peace. His mind is set on God, who stayed on God. The mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. And you have to set your mind on the Spirit, not on the flesh, not on the things that seem to be of this world, not on the circumstances that seem to overwhelm you, no matter how important those circumstances are. And I know that many people are going through many great trials and tribulations in their relationships, in their health, in their finances. But those things are not final because you're not yet out of this world and in the arms of God. One day you will be. One day you will be in heaven where there's no more tears, no more crying, no more pain. You need to retain the heavenly perspective. You are just traveling through this world. This world can be pretty dysfunctional. This world can be falling apart with wars and rumors of wars. But you are a child of God, you're a saint of God, and God is working all things together for good if you are saved. If you've trusted in Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, God is working all things together for good. And you need to maintain a biblical perspective. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about confessing out loud various verses of the Bible that can help us. So this is a bit of a process, and sometimes it requires that you do a bit of study. You use a Bible app. You can use a concordance in your Bible, or the concordance at the back of your Bible, or something like Strong's or Young's concordance. Look up the problem. Research the scriptures on it. Firstly, acknowledge that you've got a problem in a certain area. Secondly, search the Bible and find appropriate and in-context scripture. Repeat these scriptures out loud, declaring them to be true. Write them on a piece of paper. Put them around your mirror. Do this or that. Start claiming those scriptures that are true and in context for your situation. And so what do I mean by out of context? There's a passage where God says to the king Cyrus, I will give you the treasures of darkness, etc. That was to a particular individual. I can't claim that God's going to give me all this treasure and wealth and make me a king over many nations because he's just made me to be a Bible teacher. I know my calling and I'm happy with my calling. We can't claim some of those extra wild scriptures. We have to be careful and make sure that this the scriptures that apply to the ordinary Christian, which most of us are. Okay, so let's look at the problem of anxiety. Let's look at the problem of worrying. Say you're often worrying and you can't get your mind out of the groove of anxiety. Stage one, acknowledge the problem. Lord, I have a problem with worrying. I worry over every little thing. Okay, stage two, do your Bible research. Find some scriptures that you can use. Let's have a look at Psalm 37, verses 7 and 8. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. So you write that one out and you tell yourself, I am not going to fret, it only causes harm. I'm not going to be provoked to anxiety and stress over this situation. Or another one, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So you can say, I have a good word. My heart will be glad because I have a good word. It's called the Bible. It's called the gospel. I have the good news and my heart will be glad because I am saved. Okay. Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You take that out. You say, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to cast myself on the Lord. I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to me. So we find all these verses about anxiety, and let's find another one here in Matthew 10. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. So in other words, have confidence in God. Martha, he's talking to Martha, and Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried about and troubled about many things, but Mary has chosen the better part, so here's another scripture about anxiety you can think of. And then finally, Philippians 4, 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So after you've done all that studying, after you've found all the Bible verses you can about worry in the Bible, do not worry, do not fear, write them down, put them on a page somewhere and write them out, often in your own handwriting's better. Somehow that seems to work. And then after you've done your study, this is what you can come up with, something like this. Fretting is ineffective and cannot make one of my hairs white or black or add a cubit to my height. It's useless and I'm going to stop it now. The next thing you can say, Jesus has commanded me saying, do not worry. This is a serious command from Jesus and I must obey it. Matthew 6:31. I will relax and live one day at a time as Jesus told me to. Matthew 6:34. And then God has promised to take care of me if I seek his kingdom and his righteousness. 1 Peter 5:7, Hebrews 13:8-10, Matthew 6:33. Fretting only, next thing, fretting only leads to sin. I will not do anything that leads to sin. I will stop fretting now. Psalm 37. And then you can repeat actual scriptures. So here you are, you've done your Bible study, and you've come to your conclusions that fretting is no good, that God doesn't want you to be anxious, that you're going to live one day at a time. And you say it out loud. You say out some kind of a confession, some sort of thing that's based on scripture, to not because it's magic words. These are not magic words. There's no magic in Christianity. Well, but what we're doing is we're speaking to ourselves, we're confessing out the things that we need to hear in our inner self, because our inner self can be rebellious. Our inner self is not very intelligent sometimes. Our inner self can be rash and stupid, and it needs to hear the word of God. So you tell yourself, in my case, John, I would say, John, stop fretting. In Jesus' name, I command myself to stop fretting. Or you might say, here's a confession. I confess that I am guarded by God. I can cast all my worries upon him. I shall not fret. I shall not be dismayed. I shall trust in the Lord who works all things together for my good. You can write these things out and God will give you the words to put together. And you will decide that you are going to make a spiritual decision based on the word of God to stop fretting and start trusting. And you'll say something like, I believe that God is making my way perfect. I shall trust the Lord. I shall seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Then all things will be given to me. I cast my worries upon the Lord. I cast my cares upon him. And I claim the perfect peace of the Lord Jesus Christ over my heart and my mind and my circumstances in Christ Jesus. And as you're doing that, as you're casting yourself upon the Lord in Christ Jesus, your mood will change. Now you say, that sounds like a lot of hard work, going into the Bible like that, finding all those Bible verses. Yes, but you only have to do it once. It might take you an hour. And then once you've put all that stuff together, A, you've had a lot of fun doing it, and B, now you've got a page full of things that you can repeat, and your mind and your heart will say, I believe these things now. This is true about anxiety, or it's true about grief or depression or whatever issue you've researched, and you start confessing the scriptures. You start saying, these scriptures are true. I will hold to them. I will not let my moods overwhelm me. I shall speak to the storm, and the storm shall be stilled. And you're taking authority over your moods. You're using the basis of scripture, and you're confessing positive scriptures out loud that help you to believe. It's based on what God has said about that emotion. You're not getting stuck in the same place over and over again, worrying, fretting, getting anxious, or whatever other thing you need to change in your life. Instead, you're doing your Bible research and you're confessing what God has shown you in the scriptures. Now, we're not talking about confessing money and stuff like that. That's New Age nonsense. We're not going into the New Age. What we're doing is confessing God and God's promises in your life so you can be in a really good emotional state. You can be in a really strong and wise and good place in your life. So find the scriptures, confess the scriptures, believe the scriptures, and you'll be emotionally solid. This is John Edmiston signing up with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.